sisters, good evening. My name is Sangmu Bonoman. I came from Korea when was 1979, September 24th. And then I was born in Korea, South Korea, Cheongnam Seosan Chigok. And my daddy was a very diligent farmer. My mother was Confucianism. And she's very generous and kind. And then she used to like a sincere offering 2 times a year in the house, in the each room. She usually cook rice cake and then, you know, to give to put on all different room and kitchen and outside the house, inside the house. I grew up that kind of environment. And then I have one brother and then 4 sisters. Mm-hmm. And then luckily my older sister was joined the Unification Church very early, 1960. And then she got a lot of persecution. My house was a church. And my father and my brother is persecuting my sister a lot. So we hate to go to church. But I heard all the holy songs, so I remember now. And then my brother graduated to Korea University, a lawyer. Wow. So, you know, but my sister was a very pioneer. Mm. And then when she have to attend 430 couple, she need three spiritual children. So she asked me, please come attend workshop after the school when I was in middle school at that time. So we went to just attend a few lessons. Now I remember. So my sister got blessed, and then I didn't go to church at all. And then my sister, my brother-in-law was working with the Reverend Kwak in early age. So by he getting sick, so he come to Ira Company, and then he came to America. And then I saw my sisters, one is joined the Unification Church, one is just married outside. One sister is not married. Then I thought my older sister is more happy. So I decided to join the church, to marry in the church. That time was I just graduated college, and then I decided to go to Blessing, but I didn't go to church, anything, nothing. Then one time my sister said, oh, you know, the Cheongpyeong, and the true father is coming, so I went there. Then father explained to like international blessing, how important. And then I thought, oh, maybe I can go. And then I went to the Stengni, you know. Then that time like Pokubare sisters get matching first. And then father showed the picture. Oh, he's a lawyer. He's a reverend, you know. You know, he, and then, oh, looks so handsome, so nice. And then I thought, oh, maybe I can go. So I just sit the sister, next to sisters. Then 1st day, only father matched the Pokubare sisters. And then 2nd day, I went there. And then father hold the picture like this, and then, oh, Reverend Youngi Kim, find a good girl. I heard, I stand up. me. And then father said, oh, you're too short. So I said, oh, I want to wear high heel. I stand up, and then father asked me, your parent alive? So yes, my sister is an old blessing couple. Then father said, look at me, and then check, and then, oh, what did you study? So I study craft. You know, I created art and craft. And, oh, did you work Ilshing company, like a marble company? So no. And then I said, yeah, my brother-in-law is in America, I said. Then already my brother-in-law is in America, you know, Ira company, you know. So then father remember my brother-in-law and then, oh, come. So I got mad. I went to stage, I ran in the stage, and the true mother told me, yeah, he is looks more handsome than this picture. And then I don't care, I just came back and it came out. And then my sister saw the picture, because my husband's picture is so red and like a sunburn. And he was fishing with the father in Boston. And then my sister thought, oh, no good. And he threw it over the floor. Oh. And then I went to home, and my sister is persecution me a lot. Oh. Like, why are you marry American? You know, you very, you know, they don't want to sleep with me. So anyway, but I don't doubt. I'm just, you know, waiting. And next day, my brother called my sister, don't cancel, because my sister finally thought I can cancel for headquarter because too much going on. Because my brother-in-law is America, but my sister, I live with her that time. Then my brother's helping, oh, don't cancel. Nowadays, who got high education, those people can marry in Western man. But when long time ago, you know, the most Korean woman married army, so their impression is not good. So my mother and dad said, don't come to my house, you know, so that kind of, you know, persecution. Then maybe 1 week later, we have to go 21-day workshop, and we go to home church. So I did a 3-day fasting, and then I went to the Wonju, the like home church. And then I was so exciting because I'm very like a baby. So I was so happy to living with the 6 sisters. And then the Reverend told him, oh, we have all different level. Like me, Sangmu is a baby, like a kindergarten, but some is like a master degree. Then exactly 21 days later, my sister called me, oh, your fiancé is in Korea. Then I was so shocked. So, no, and then I was crying on the phone because I'm not ready, right? And then anyway, 3 days I checked the hometown, you know, like each house, oh, I have to go back, you know, my fiancé came and they likes me. Anyway, then I came to Seoul, and then Peter Kim with my husband was a Korean restaurant. He hold one rose in, and then he waiting for me. And then I met him, but I cannot say even hello that time. Like, Hyo-yu Kim, he is a translator, also Jin-moon Kim translator all the time. Because father told headquarter support can, because we are the first one to have to, you know, working to come to America. So mother, you know, told Ken to, you know, to wedding and then to go to immigration, but don't tell to you marry in church, something like that. So we make a story. And then like a helicopter support to like a wedding. So we have to wear wedding dress, Ken. Because Ken was the chosen one for the among the security, like 10 security got matched, the Korean girl, and the father called all the security, who want to go get the fiancé first? And everybody hold hand. Then, but Ken didn't hold hand because he wanted to prepare more to study Korean. But, oh, Ken, your name is Ken, so you can do. So that's why he was the one chosen one. So he came to Korea, Injinim, Eunjinim, Heungjinim, and the Peter Kim. So he came. Then father told Ken, you have to pray a lot. So actually, Ken and me went to Cheongpyeong, the early time. So we went there to 7-day fasting, overnight prayer, and Ken was cold showering outside. Then anyway, then we passed. And then I came to America. Before I come to America, I attend 21-day workshop 3 times. Continue because my mother don't want to see me. So I just continue 21 days, and then 20 days, 21 days. So I learn a lot how to do. And then that time, Yohan Lee teach how to pray. And then I remember we have to wear like Gyeongbae socks, Gyeongbae dress. I learned. Like then, last 21 day workshop, then we went to Cheongpyeong, all the, you know, who attend the workshop. Then I saw the vision, the number, 3 and 4 and 7, floating around the air. So what's that meaning? I don't know. And then next day, like a calendar, 1, 2, 3, but exactly calendar. And then I hold like a rock and then do like this. And then last, the 30 number is put in here like that. But I didn't know what's the meaning. Then anyway, I came to America and then I stayed at Belvedere main house. And then Ken and me went to East Garden, greeted the true parent in breakfast. True father said, your parents don't like Ken, like that, you know. And then father said, you're the first lady, you know, the come to America, so you have to have a sample. So, but you don't know heavenly tradition, so you learn 2 months in East Garden, and then you have to go out and fundraising and carpool and do for outside the front line. So okay, I thought okay, 2 months, and then I waiting, and actually it's to Hyeongjin or born. Then Omoni called me, you can come East Garden. And then when I came East Garden, then true mother told the sister, so I'm the laundry sister. So I started laundry from that day. And then I know I have to leave 2 months later, so I laundry until 12, 1 o'clock. I clean everything, nothing left, because I thought I have to leave. Then I realized I'm so lonely, you know, nobody really care about me, and then I feel like I'm dying. Then I thought, oh my gosh, my trees moved from Korea to New York, then I'm dying. Then how can I do? And then, I have to pray. So I go Holy Rock 4 times a day, morning and lunch, evening and dinner, and then bring the Bible and read. And then one day I realized, wow, I become like a rock. You know, nobody says you have to leave or not, you know. Then I would do alone laundry. Then somehow God tell me, or like I saw the rock, tree and flower, and then I can see Hudson River so beautiful. Then, maybe I'm like rock. Then I thought kitchen sister is like a tree, and then maybe nanny, like they are very nearby true parent, they are like a flower. So maybe I have the shining rock. When I was home church, that time I saw that some family can correct the beautiful rock in the house, you know, living room. So maybe I can shining beautiful rock. Then I don't want to compare because it flower, tree, they don't harmonize, they don't really competition. So, okay, kitchen sister is okay, I'm okay, so I have to really study. So that time I also go to martial arts because security training. So I went to the Agor house to practice one other, and then I tried to go learn, you know, like a divine principle, you know, like I try. Also, I go to listen to father's speech early morning in Belvedere Training Center. And then nobody tell me to go to front line. Then 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. And then the one sister came from Korea, like a driver Owen's wife came in. Then Peter Kim told me she's going to take a new baby good time, true mother has pregnant, like Jeong Jin-nim that time. Then that time, when I was a laundry sister, I learned one thing was the, I asked one time Yejin-nim, what after my dream number flying around, what is that meaning? Because Yejin-nim was nice. That time Yejin-nim was high school. They, oh, you don't know that meaning, that's your responsibility. You know? And then that time I had a dream, one other dream was like I opened the box and they have fabric, white fabric, three of them. So I gave it two sisters and then I keep one. Then I asked Yejin-nim, oh, that's your responsibility. Then I thought, oh yeah, my life is like I can make the holy gown, I can make dye because of white color, maybe I can make rag. So whatever I do, I can make it. So I was very diligent to laundry because my daddy told me, when people come to America, I ask my dad, "What? Give me one word." And he told me, "Diligence is better than knowledge," something like that. So I was, working hard. And then sometime when I did laundry, that time, mistake is a bridge, and then I beautiful pink set, I like a white spot. Then I cannot sleep. I do living my pray all night. And then the two children engineer, she said, oh, Sangmu, forget it, it's okay. You don't worry, you can have like that, As even engineer too, sometimes I shrink a dress, and then I overnight pray. And then she said, oh, it's okay, you can have like you. So I made a prayer dress. So I had a really good, the three children nice to me when I was a laundry sister. And then after that, serious, Peter Kim told me another sister going to take a new baby. So, okay, no problem. And then somehow true mother called me, oh, you are the one take a new baby. And then 3 days later, the baby born. Mm. So I went, Jeong Jin-nim came from the hospital, and then I went to the next true mother's room to become the baby only. And then true mother came to me, and then she showed me, how to bath for baby, and then she showed me the cover your ear like this when your baby like this. Oh, Sangmu, okay, cover your ear, and then she showed me how to bath, and then she showed me how to change the diaper, and then then that time, teaching me, and then few days later, father came from morning garden for the fishing. Father was so red, black face, and oh, you don't want to take care of baby like that. And then I realized, oh, 어머님, true mother choose me to babysitter. So people that I forgot, I want to share one thing. When I was a laundry sister, I remember, when father gave a speech in Belvedere Train Center, I remember the shirt, white shirt is so red because the father sweat too much, and then the white shirt in shirt can, the water come out, dye come out. Then I regret because that kind of shirt I can keep it to true mother, save. That's a historical shirt, but I just wash, So I feel. Sometimes I so depend a lot. Then also the people, when I was a laundry sister, true mother asked me to go to Boston to take care of me, the true parent room, 3 months. That time I learned a lot because only I'm the, true father was the, that time was the, 79, I came. Anyway, that when I was a laundry sister, then one was big mistake. When I do cleaning, and then the bathroom, and the father was like this, shave. And then I did, but actually upside down. And true mother called me, oh, Sangmu, come. So then I run, and then, Sangmu, you have to do it this way, not this way. You know, I put the wrong way. How much I stupid. And then, but they didn't mad at me. Also, the one other, I never forget then, that time, I don't know how to order flour that time because I'm very country girl. Also, I didn't have some experience. So sometimes true father going to fishing and I have time. So I go to mountain, pick up the flour and they put in the parent room. And the true mother told me, Sangmu, don't pick up the flour from the, you know, field. If you bring the flour from field, other people cannot see. So leave there, everybody can see. Then I realized, oh, that's so different, right? So I learned because the true mother's heart is much, much bigger than me. So, you know, also the eyes of the true mother to clean up, even the Q-tip, you know, the usually my children, me, just to use the chuchu and the throw away, but true mother usually only half using, half save the in front of a mirror. So also even tissue, she using so little bit. Sometimes she wash underwear by herself, the hang up the, you know, the bathroom, because she doesn't want to, we are working, something like that. So that's a morning garden, and the true mother was pregnant, like Yeonjinim that time. She got like very, you know, like almost last month, but she shopping every day. Mm-hmm. So I was so moved. She worked so hard to all the triple room, matching, carpet and cotton and everything. Mm-hmm. And then that time, true father called all the Korean sister when who engaged. That all the sister come, and then we have a 3-day workshop. That time, true father teacher, he came down and gave us, oh, your Korean sister is so flat, but American sister so high nose, so beautiful skin, and so long leg, beautiful. So if you don't have faith, you cannot make it. So you have to pray a lot. Also, you have to nice to your brother-in-law and sister-in-law and mother-in-law and father-in-law. Advice, you know, the you cannot make it, you know. So it was really deep for me to understand what father want us to do. Mm-hmm. Then I become Jeongjinim nanny. Then I remember true mother is like wind. When she come in the Jeongjinim room, I don't know he came in or not, because so peaceful. Not make any noise. Like when she opened door, so quietly. So I think she's like air. I remember I never heard some noise from around the true mother. And then when she come in and she just like a baby, lie down and then like a rolling in the floor and then, you know, read the book and they give me energy, Jeongjin, like that, you know. So I was so surprised. She's like the same level, like a baby. So I remember when I live with next room, so I can, you know, see also when every morning we go to Gyeongbae, the true parent, I remember father always wake up and then to study in the table. That's my memory. So then after Gyeongbae and then true father mother go down the downstairs to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. That kind of memory and then all the true children, that time is like heaven. So happy each other, you know, to share each other. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, bicycle and toy and everything, they are very enough to, you know, to joy that time. Mm-hmm. Then I remember when was the Danbury time? One day, I didn't know what's going on so much because maybe I don't have so much spiritually connected. But through Father ask, everybody came in the living room and then pray. Then through mother was crying and crying. And then we find out, oh, all the two children crying. Because of, then that day, father going to temple. Then we started, I remember what mother didn't eat the breakfast. I never see the breakfast down. Then somehow mother want to take Jeong Jin Im to temple like 3 times a week. Then somehow I wake up Jeong Jin Im, she never cry. We live with Yeon Jin Im and Jeong Jin Im, same room. But I don't want to wake up Yeon Jin Im, so Jeong Jin Im like that. And she just wake up and make her hair and then dress up. And we waiting for front door, and then Omoni make perfect beauty and then come down. I didn't see she eating living room, the dining room, the breakfast. We go there, waiting front door, and then, oh, God, let's go. And then to the mother and driver and Omonim sit front seat, and me and Jeong Jin-im sit back seat. Mm-hmm. Four of them, we go there. And then sometimes Omonim buy coffee on the way, or sometimes sisters prepare coffee. But I remember Omonim make beautiful, so neat, clean, and beautiful. Then we arrive there, and then we can hear the hundoke, like a Kamiyama-sang, and father sitting, and Kamiyama-sang read some sound come, because early morning, like 7:30. And then Omonim go, Jeong Jin-im hold the hand, go up the, you know, the hill, the dambori, and then father wave, and then we are stayed the parking, the driver and me, but mother and her to go. Sometimes some leaders waiting for true mother in the parking place. Then Jeong Jin-im come 11 o'clock to come down. Then I waiting for her in the car, and then I take her to, that time, father, like a secretary, like Hyo-yul Kim, he was in the rent some house, apartment nearby, pray for father. So she go there to sleep, you know, there, take nap and then lunch, and then we go back like 2 o'clock afternoon, and the Mrs. Dust waiting for her, and then I go there front, and then Mrs. Dusty come and take Jeong Jin-im inside. And then maybe 1 hour later, true mother and the older leader come down the hill. And then she's bouncing, dancing, and then everybody praise her. And then that's like a jade is like a ball, like a happy mood. So that's why I think true mother take a younger daughter. So she did all the time. I support, we went together. Then one time, like a Christmas time, then they have a cross in the, like a hill. Then true mother pointed at me, Sangmu, you don't know anything, you're lucky. And then Omonim was so, like a pain. Then sometime we go back, and one time, true mother said, I ate a pack of popcorn in Minuto Dambori. Because sometimes Omonim go inside, but true father talked to the leaders. I think true mother, no chance to talk to true father. Also, I remember that time, one leader sit with Omonim, we get together, and then that time true mother said, like, yonyun is 중요하다. When you, like a tree, getting long tree, is more precious than small tree, something like that. So, also, true mother told him, father don't want to judge. He doesn't try, he doesn't want to judge anybody. Then I learned that word is very, cannot remember, cannot forget it, because even father want to judge America, he doesn't want to judge. He explained, she explained. And then a lot of things. And then tambourine. Then 2000, and then true father asked all the couple, Belvedere stepped, call. And then father have to go back to Korea. And then I was so interesting why father called us, the couple. Then I was so curious what father would ask us. And then father asked, oh, how many children do you have? And then one, then, oh, why I have only one? And then some part, oh, I have two daughters. Why don't I have a son, you know? And then like a father asked only children, how many children? So I was surprised father want like a, you know, like a children to have many happy marriage life. Then last moment, who has most, you know, many children? Then I, at that time I was one. My one son passed away, but you know, so I got some envelope. And then after that, father told my husband to go to Yeosu, 2004, May 5th. Then I was so happy he going to, you know, probably more ambition and, you know, to choose to actually went there. Then I focus, raise my children. Also, that time, father asked all the baby their staff to hundokke, the 5 to 6, wife or husband to attend. Also, your children, fourth grade, up to fourth grade, have to attend. So I really believe I want to do that. So wake up the children, very hard to wake up. So I always go holy ground, you know, 4 o'clock wake up the holy ground and pray and then come back and 40 time gyeongbae and then I scream at my children. And then they wake up and they get in the car. Then actually they go to Belvedere, they don't really study, just like this is sleeping. But actually they did 7 years. Then 3 children did actually. Then one day, maybe my neighbor, he told my son, why your mom scream every morning? So my son complained. So I said, oh no, should I stop or not? Also other family not doing. So I thinking, what can I do? And then father said that time, meeting time, you know, from now on, you don't have to think working for East Garden. You are training for the national leader. But first one, you have to study divine principle study. Number one is hundokke. Number two is divine principle lecture. And the third is a Korean study. And then you have to leave East Garden. That's what the father told us. Then the father went to Korea. Then I realized, oh, yeah, father said, you know, 3, you know, like a commitment. So I'm doing good, so I have to do. Then one day my daughter told me, I had a dream, and then I put the glass and then put the fertilizer and then give to my children. And then they throw up and they are dying. So I said, oh, maybe I'm killed my children, maybe I'm too harsh for them. Then I told my children when I go back home, and then I'm giving your fertilizer, your water, but maybe when you really need, and then God can help you, you know, the like a spiritual credit card. Hundokke is a spiritual credit card, so you have to continue. And then my sister told, my daughter told him, oh, Ma, we read Hungnam, you know, the story, father's story, course, you know, the carry for fertilizer. So, oh, it's okay, Oma, she said. So that was a very good experience. And then Oh yeah, and then I do. Then my children, one, my daughter was a faint. So after that, like a second daughter was a faint one time. So I thought maybe too much for them. So I did at home evening, and then I hundoke with the Reverend Compton and Paul Fontaine. Then one day we studied Korean and they doing good, and then I realized, oh, what about my husband? I don't know what he's doing in Yosu. Because I didn't really pay attention. Then also his birthday, 60-year birthday. So I went to Yosu, and he's teaching for the, you know, Japanese sister, like a lot of sisters study 40 days. And he give a testimony. He said, when you do training for boat, how to drive, and then they said, engine 이상무, and then right, left, front, back, and 이상무. All the time they call 이상무. 이상무 means everything okay. So like thousands of time doing the 40-day workshop. So my husband just tell the, you know, Japanese sister, I cannot forget my wife because the name is 이상무. Also, Ken name is Ken Can Do, and my name is I'm everything okay. It was funny. And then I forgot one thing. So, do you remember I got the number to rock? Mm-hmm. But actually, I started to take care of Jeongjin-nim when I was 30. Now I realize. Also, because I remember the 21-day workshop, and then somehow I got the number fly like this. Mm-hmm. And then I always write down number. Oh, I have to leave 2 months later. So I write down 1, 2, so why not tell me to go 40 days? Then suddenly I went to the older sister line up, and the true mother going to shopping. And then true mother said, oh, you come from Korea, you have to see something. So true mother take me in the shopping. We go same car, and then she gave me lipstick, and then put in lipstick, and then give it back. No, you can't have because, you know. And then I was so happy that I come back the downstairs and then look at the calendar. It was a 40 day. Mm. So, oh yeah, something, God, it's something, you know. And then one day, like that, I was very baby. And then true mother brought the, you know, true children jacket the downstairs. That's so special, right? So I run to the check calendar, 100 day, you know, like something meaning day, date. So that I believe, so also, one time 100 day, second time 100 day, third time 100 day. I always count like that. And then I realize, wow, I'm living with the true parent. If I do bad things, maybe I feel really bad. Then I realized, like, bicycle going, then they fell down just a little bit scar, like a train or helicopter. I thought my life is a rocket. If I do something not right, and then all bonus go away. So I was really serious, actually, when I was there. Then I always count, then I can see also. One day I look at father get in the car. Then I realize, wow, father, what time, number? And then I realize I do like my number getting bigger, like thousands day, second time thousands day, you know, like that. And then because when I take a Jeongjin-nim, I do write diary every day because that time is only Jeongjin-nim. So every day I write the date, and they write the father's word, and then to what she did, what is she eating, what I show her, I write down. So I know how many days. Then I realized, if I stopped writing or stopped counting, then maybe fell down from rocket and then die, disappear. then how can I do? So like a prayer, do again, something like that. Then I saw my husband or 6 years, I could come back. And then the leader bought for my husband a Korean dress. And then they wanted the birthday party in the boat. And then they didn't think about me. Only husband is a purple dress in the boat, you know. So I said, oh my gosh. And then I just, right away, can I borrow Korean dress? And then one sister, captain, one the Japanese captain, yeah, I have. And she run and then bring the dress. And then actually same purple color. So I just put it under, you know, everything on top, because Korean dress is so big, right? Mm. So Ken and me wear, and then we take a picture. then I come back America, and then my children go to college, and then I went to, again, to check my husband. Then I went there, and then I helping, you know, the Yosu, you know, training center to clean dishwash, and they gave me money, so I attended 40-day workshop. Then people, when I do cleaning the dishes, that time father came to Yosu, and then everybody says shh, like that. So I thought, oh, why? Because the father came, so I have to go to see. So I go dishwash stop, and I go to work, you know, change clothes. I went down the like a beach. Then father was very frail, so white, so tired, because the already father too tired. That's why they don't want to. Father can see the missionary, and at that time. UPF members, 200 people was there. So security don't want to see father. Everybody hiding. Then, but I saw the father very closely because nobody was there. Then father came up at car stop, and then father looking for the, you know, Japanese sister, and then give money for everybody. And then candy, and then the UPF, you know, the members give money and cookie. That was the last. Then I attended a 40-day workshop. Then that time was father passed away, so I attended some ceremony. Then was so pain and meaning for me to see the last father to so tired looking. That time, before like a 23-hour, 20-minute speech, that time too, I was there. But father talking about North Korea, that time was Sung Yong Moon, like a father's cousin. So he talking about his young childhood story and all the his past life share. That's why too long to share. And then after that, my husband came back to America with the Kamiyama-san because they don't have any more workshop. Then we have to leave Belvedere staff, and then we struggle how to leave, because we lived there 36 years, my husband 40 years, and then I thought it's good to move out, so we decide move to rent to the, oh, and then amazing car to help. My husband, we cannot even rent a room without job, but he went to the government said, oh, we don't have a job. And then right away, like six pants and shirts, so you can be the middle school, Ovington middle school security. So he got job, so we no problem to rent two rooms. So my youngest daughter finished high school there. And then that time, like they announced like 43 days, like, yeah, Boris, God of America tour. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, before I leave East Garden, Holy Rock, I want to attend. Then my husband said, yeah, we have money now, so let's do. So I registered right away. And then I start to go to tour. Then I met America national leaders, Reverend Kim and Dr. Balcom and Mike Jenkins and Reverend Compton, all the state leaders come, and I saw the outside world that time. And then sometime when I sleep, and then my body go like this, flowing when I do walk the tour. But I was a really good time, just everywhere. And then everybody welcome, and although now I remember all the Holy Rock is the same. You know, we went all the different states, but I feel like the same, but I learned one thing is different tree. Some area trees are very sharp, some areas very round, you know, like environment. Depends on what kind of weather, you know, like a soil. So was then that time Jung Jin Yi called me, "Onni, I got engaged." She was so happy. So my husband told me, I'll buy you a ticket, you can go to attend her wedding. So we already registered. And then I finished August 3rd, and then next day I went to Korea. And then already she's there to attend the 40-day workshop. Then I attend the 40-day workshop, wife workshop in Cheongpyeong. So I support her. Then that time, through mother sent me this dress to attend the wedding. Then I was so appreciated, and then she got the blessing. And then Reverend Kim said Ken was work hard in Korea, so true mother told Reverend Kim he can take care of the father's sport. So in Hawaii, so that's why we came here. But before I come, somehow I have to, because my husband is doing security for the, you know, middle school, when I look at him, you know, through father's support, he have to do something meaningful life. So I start to read God of America in the Belvedere at midnight, 12 o'clock. I went to like 100 day I did. And then somehow the, you know, iPad was finishing, and then Reverend Kim called him to come here. So I really believe number when I decided to do number working. So I had one other experience was, you know, like Reverend Kwak's wife came to East Garden. She tell me, because she always feels sorry for, you know, they couldn't support the wife, the husband. Husband is like a missionary job, like a tour in the world. So she decided the Southern State to, she got kind of, you know, not so healthy. So she put the holy gown and the, put on the table, she pray Southern State overnight pray. And then last day, two parents met Gorbachev. She told me. So I thought I got so inspired. And then I tried. I want to test it too. So I slept in Jung Jin Yim room. That time Jung Jin Yim was a high school, like the Kraton private school. She was in the dorm. So I sleep her room. Then I count the date. And then somehow, Southern State, true mother called me, her room, and, oh, Sangmo, you can live, you know, own one house. Because we have five children, but we have two rooms. Then she tell me, oh, another sister can go to, you know, other house. Because that time Peter Kim had to move out, other house. So she going there, and then I stayed in then the house. So I realized God watch over me and then gave, you know, to blessing. So I was so appreciate. Also, true mother is a very sensitive number. When my count, true mother know amazing. So, sometimes shock. She's so sensitive. So when I finish prayer condition, then she give me, you know, some clothes. I can see some visible God through the number. Then maybe. Do you have a question? Maybe too long is not good too. I like to share one thing is Yongjinim. Yongjinim is amazing. She working hard. She teach me how to educate children. That time I have to go to 40-day workshop Jaredin. Before going to Jaredin, I slept in Yongjinim room. That time, and then she came over and then she teach me how to educate the children. And then he said, now this world, 10% leaders lead this world, so you have to raise your children to like a 10%. The older second generation become leader. And then I said, oh, but I don't know how to do. And then, you know, you can do it. You have to study divine principle. And then he said like a 5 point. Number one is like believe God, teach God. And the second one is let them study like academically in the school, like outstanding, like A degree, like A plus, and not B even. Don't show them TV, straight to them, make them cry. He said, if you're too free, not good, he said. And then you have to teach them music. You cannot make music to learn, or cannot overnight. Have to patient to put on time and effort. So you have to teach them patient through the music. Also, he said, also you have to teach sports. Because he saw the Croton. He was a Croton private school too. Like 3 years old, 2 years old, all the children go to camp with the parent, because rich people. Then they can learn like a teamwork. When they're young, they already know how to deal with the other people. So sports, and then number 5 is like art. If you want to be a leader, have to have a sense to how to wear color and clothes. So he said like a God, and then study well, and then music and sports and art, and then they become leader. So then I find out when my children going to college, like then that time Hyungjinim have opened my college advisor. He have a vision to support the second generation to like my college advisor. My husband was Korea, so I went applied and he gave me a discount. And then that time I learned like round education. America look for round education. Even, you know, SAT score not good, but if you know the sports, like went to very good camp or music, like a choir or orchestra band, and then they can get really good for the, you know, go to college. Then also Hyungjinim, I want to share one thing. Hyungjinim giving everything, teach all the security, have a Hyungjinim shirt, watch. She give it to all the what she have to give to other people.
Yeah, he.
Hyungjinim was very giving. Also, I remember when I was a laundry sister, he's like one time he put the red and he come down like this. Then I was so shocked. Oh, Papa, blood. And, you know, I want to help him. And he laughing because he put the red color, you know, the painting. So I think he feel like he want to make me happy. Because I was the only laundry sister was all the time. Then after that, I feel so thank you for him. So I bring the sometime apple to bring the his room. Oh, I forgot to tell you about Daemunim. I live with her 6 months. Then before I go to the morning garden. And then she likes me, she likes holy song, because I was the one Korean sister in the East Garden. So she came down, you know, downstairs, let's sing, and I sing. And then she asked me, oh, bring the big watermelon, because East Garden have refrigerator, have a lot of fruit. And then she asked me to bring the watermelon, and then she asked me to cut it. She doesn't want to ask kitchen sister. And then cut it, and the big, she asked me to give it to security. All this, everything give it to. So I think a demonim want a nice the security.
So true mother's mother.
Yeah, true mother's mother.
Yes,
I'm the mother. And then she invite her room, and then she show me the like a holy gown and like a trunk. He show me, oh God, the day is coming. Like 1 month later, I prepare, and then he clean and shoes. This is my gown. It's a, you know, like holy gown. She's amazing to prepare for the holy day. I never forget. He's like that kind of character. Also, he walking the East Garden in a garden. She she wanna walk with me in the photo walk, and then she tell me when she come with the true parent early, and she prayed to God, also she prayed to tree to take care of the true parent, the true family, because the security is all everywhere. But she tell me, I pray for this rock and then to tree to save the true family. So I have beautiful memory with the demonim.
감사합니다.